This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Opening statements today in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Donald Trump was in a Manhattan courtroom as both the defense and the prosecution laid out the roadmaps of their respective cases. Trump faces charges of falsifying business records as part of a scheme to squelch negative stories about him during his 2016 campaign, including payments made through his lawyer to a porn star. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more on the prosecution's case.
This is the point where Assistant DA Matthew Colangelo says this was not spin or communication strategy. This was a planned, coordinated, long-running conspiracy to help Donald Trump get elected through illegal payments to silence people. It was election fraud, pure and simple.
Defense attorneys, for their part, say it is not illegal to try to affect the outcome of an election. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he wants to allow Arizona doctors to come to California to perform abortions. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, it comes days after Arizona Supreme Court ruled that a near-total abortion ban could take effect soon.
Newsom says the state can help people from Arizona who won't be able to get an abortion by allowing doctors from that state to provide care in California. The Democrat is working with state lawmakers on emergency legislation, and his office says they'll have more details to share in the coming days. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled earlier this month that the state would follow a 19th-century law that bans abortion in almost all cases. The court delayed enforcement of its ruling for at least 14 days. Arizona joins a group of other states that have been putting new restrictions on abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Construction is now underway on a high-speed passenger rail line that will connect the Los Angeles area to Las Vegas. NPR's Joel Rose reports the $12 billion project known as Brightline West broke ground today in Nevada.
Brightline West trains are designed to travel more than 180 miles per hour. Faster than any rail line in the U.S. They're expected to make the 218-mile trip through the Mojave Desert in a little over 2 hours. At a groundbreaking ceremony outside Las Vegas, Brightline founder Wes Edens called the moment historic.
We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a high-speed rail in America, and 4 years from now, we won't be saying that anymore. So it's truly a historic moment.
Brightline already operates a rail line between Miami and Orlando that tops out at 125 miles per hour. Brightline West is receiving $3 billion in federal funds from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Trains could begin running as early as 2028. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Stocks recovered some of their lost ground from last week today. The Dow up 253 points. The Nasdaq rose 169 points. You're listening to NPR. Amid another effort to unionize, flight attendants at Delta, the Atlanta-based airline, has announced it is upping their pay, along with the pay of other non-union employees, by 5%. That means the airline's non-union workers will be earning at least $19 an hour. Delta's CEO announced the pay hikes in a memo to employees. The Association of Flight Attendants, the union representing attendants in other airlines, has said it hopes to qualify for another vote by Delta cabin crews by year's end. Clothing retailer Express, a longtime mainstay of American malls, is now filed for bankruptcy. The company says it's part of a plan to get sold. But the chain also plans to close dozens of stores, as we hear from NPR's Alina Saliuk.
Express outfitted generations of mall shoppers in slacks and blouses. It now owns the men's brand Bonobos and a clothing chain called Up West. And so the downturn of Express is partly linked to the decline of the mall culture, but also very much to the change in how we dress for work. Less formal, more casual, less cookie cutter, more attitude. As part of its bankruptcy filing, the chain says it plans to close 95 Express stores and all 10 Up West stores. But the company also says it's already got an offer to be acquired by a consortium that includes brand management firm WHP Global and major mall operators, Simon Property Group and Brookfield Properties. Alina Seluch, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices lost ground today as traders backed off of concerns about Mideast tensions and focused instead more on supply and demand over the summer months. Oil dropped 29 cents a barrel to settle at $82.85 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.